I believe that exercising of the right of collective self-defense should not be permitted. Shinzo Abe, a prime minister in Japan, interprets constitution in an arbitrary manner. Public opinion indicates that over 60% of the civil are against Shinzo Abe, frame status as right, and interpret constitution as he likes. In addition, as I understand statement he submits better and better, the tendency has got stronger. Under such a condition, he makes points of his plan complex, unclear, and difficult for people to understand. In other words, he avoids direct and simple explanation. Key word is, using a military power can be based on the right of collective self-defense. That statement will help him to that right. However, politicians supporting his plan claims that his plan doesn't accept asserting the right, and they don't interpret arbitrarily. That insistence is not reasonable. Although a limitation is included in his plan, it will not be very effective. That is because they are mostly enabled themselves to exert the right, regardless of 96 article. Of course, it could be helpful the Japan self-defense forces can go abroad to support other countries when they are in danger, and to defend their own country and prevent an offensive opponent, if some nations plan to attack Japan. But it's a step toward war. At this stage, you have to remember Second World War, where American forces threw atomic bombs above Nagasaki and Hiroshima Prefecture. You should learn a lesson from history. You must not cause that cruel war again. Moreover, the policies in the Abe advocates could affect your future children. They might be called on for fighting on Japan. That's stable. You need to protect next generation. Therefore, young people, including us, have to get interested in politics, understand what Shinzo Abe wants to do, and go to vote.